always really good to catch up on the news. It's also good for discussing issues.
ABC Radio Canberra.
I live in Keighley.
Queanbeyan.
Tavernal.
Yes.
Civic.
Mikalago.
Aranda.
Coombs.
Dunmore.
Canberra.
Dan Borsha and Adam Shirley on ABC Radio Canberra.
Yeah, for a continuing a theme of sorts we've had on ABC Canberra for a few weeks now, the voice of young people who are finishing school, perhaps entering the workforce, it is a growing populace in this region, so their ideas matter, and you will be influenced by decisions they make in 5-10 years from now. Three leaders within the youth area of Canberra, you could say, are Lydia Murray, who's co-captain at Radford College, Matthew Winchester, College Vice-Captain at St Edmunds, and Isaac Martin at Gungahlin College. To all of you, thanks for coming by for our special discussion today on what matters to younger people who are adults nonetheless, who will influence this region. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Good to be here.
Isaac, I want to start with you. You live at Gundaroo. You commute in and out of town.
I do.
How does that affect your life?
I think all in all, it's a lot of commuting, and it is an hour-long bus ride to and from school every day. But it allows me to have a taste of the best of both worlds. So my sister loves to go horse riding, and we do live on a farm. So we get to go bushwalking out in the bush every day if we want to, and then come into Canberra, go see a movie and feel the city atmosphere as well.
So you've got a couple of good aspects there, clearly, but what's the tough stuff? What's challenging about that existence?
Well, obviously being young people, we all like to hang out with friends. And dad, you know, goes to work, comes back on the weekends. He doesn't want to drive around and you know, that's totally understandable, but it does make it a little bit harder to hang out with friends on the weekends, and I particularly find it a bit harder to go in and go to parties or, you know, hang out with people. But, yeah.
The isolation, it probably has an impact on how you do your recreation time as well. Is that a fair comment?
Yeah, I think so. But since I've been living there, I've noticed that a lot more young people have been moving out to places outside of Canberra. So there are actually a few of my friends that do live close, and I can ride to their houses and, we can hang out outside.
Lydia, what does co-captain of Radford College mean to you? I mean, what sort of social responsibility do you have in that role?
Mainly, it's just being involved in the school community, being a presence and being a role model, I think. For me, I feel a lot of responsibility to do those things, but I do enjoy it, and we have a great team that we work with as well.
It's a fair bit on your shoulders when you're trying to carry your senior studies as well.
Yeah.
Do you pause ever to reflect on the various things you are juggling at a relatively tender age?
No time to pause. I am very busy, but I do love to be involved, so I bring it upon myself a lot. But I think all the things I do, they complement each other. So they're not, I don't see them as competing interests. I think it all helps me to, like, it just shapes me. I reckon everything I do, and I enjoy it all, even though it's very busy.
And Matthew Winchester, I wonder what your views are on leadership, on that mantle that you're given.
Well, it's a big responsibility, but I have to take it like with full stride, I guess, and just, as Lydia said, just getting involved as much as I can in trying to just be an influencer in the school.
Mm.
So that's probably the hardest part, I guess, but still the big responsibility. Yeah.
Look, the big discussion, this is open to all of you this week, has been around the federal budget, the opposition leader's response last night. Did that capture your attention? Is it something that you've been interested in? Are your peers engaged in that process?
I do economics at school, and our teacher has some strong views on it that he shares with us in class a lot. So yesterday we did have a discussion about it and the pros and cons of the tax, like, changes.
Mm-hmm.
But overall, like, we are interested, but some of it is a bit confusing, so I don't really understand a lot.
To be honest, I'm not really involved with economics, legal and business, but I have a few mates at school and they've just been discussing it over the past few days. So, yeah, but personally, not really.
Yeah, I think that when there's a federal budget or something that comes out like this, it's great to talk about, but when we go through our day-to-day lives, I feel like a lot of my friends and young people, we focus on Canberra and what we're doing in the local sense.
As an extension to that question, does federal politics matter in your lives? Do you connect with, or do they connect with you, federal politicians?
I think that's a little bit of a hard question to answer. It depends on the person. So For me, I do have an interest in federal politics, but I think for a lot of my friends and fellow students at Gungahlin College, they might not necessarily be interested or feel like that has a direct impact when maybe it might.
Mm. And is that a problem in your view? Should people of your age give a toss about federal politics?
I think we live in a democracy, and that really is what makes us as a democracy amazing. So, yes, I do think we should have a consideration of federal politics, but I also feel like focusing on what we're doing in the local community and really helping to bring our local community together as a whole is really important as well.
Lydia, I can see you nodding along with that point that Isaac just made. Do you concur?
Yeah, I try and make an effort to think about what's going on like around me. So when I'm in the car, instead of like listening to music, I'll try and listen to the radio so I can use that time while I'm driving to like educate myself about it, be productive. But I definitely think getting older and getting to 18, it's something we definitely all need to consider more and need to discuss more and have a better understanding.
Is it hard to have to care though? I mean, do you not have a compulsion to want to care? Matthew, you're nodding at that question.
Yeah, well, just at the time being in year 12, like coming to the end of my school, just like so many things to juggle, like social life, academic life, co-curricular outside of school. It's like, for me personally, it's very hard to like even consider the what we've been just talking about.
Yeah. Where do you get your news from, Matthew?
Social media a lot, to be honest.
Well, which type of social media? Like, because there are a number of platforms and have different aims and goals. Where do you get yours from? Which one?
It's probably not the most reliable source, but Facebook. Like sometimes some news articles might pop up, but they're not necessarily true, I guess.
Is that the case for all of you?
I have Instagram as well, at Facebook, obviously. I also have little ABC News pop-ups on my phone as well.
Just on the Instagram, do you actually get news there?
More celebrity news, not like as much political. Unless I'm following someone who has a particular view, yeah. I'll hear that, but I won't hear like a full rounded argument, obviously.
Isaac, for you, social media, is that where you get news? Which forum, if that's the case?
No, for me, I use a news app. Yeah. And I feel like that contains my news so I can know what is trustworthy and what is for social.
How do you draw the line in the sand? How do you know which is which?
I think it's a difficult question, but when there's an opinion that is manifested in a news article, if that's too strong or if that is, I don't know, if it's a little bit too lenient or going in one particular direction, I feel like news should be something that is bipartisan or at least really focuses on the facts.
Essentially drawing a line down the middle where it should be clear that the journalist isn't taking a side, not an opinion piece, for example.
Yeah.
Matthew, so your primary source of news and information tends to be Facebook. Do you worry about perhaps getting this thing that Donald Trump has dubbed as fake news or stories that aren't news that are purported to be?
Yeah, 100%. On Facebook, I guess, it's not really reliable, but it's where, like, I'm on my phone, I'm flicking through the social media, and I come across these things. But yet again, I'm also, if something interests me, such as, like, sport, even, like, sometimes even politics, I'll, like, search it up.
Mm.
So not necessarily these social media platforms, but also looking at things like Daily Telegraph, things like that.
Getting an insight into the minds of three leaders in this region. Yeah, they've been designated that way by the schools they attend too. Isaac Martin of Gungahlin College, Matthew Winchester from St Edmunds, and Lydia Murray from Radford as well. 9:04. Dan Borscher and Adam Shirley with you on Breakfast. So Lydia, how do you decide what is going to affect your life longer term based on some of the things we've just been discussing?
Definitely some of the policies in the budget, I think. Also, things as a student, as like a female student, I have things like the wage gap that we talk about. And I go to a co-ed school, so where I'm in classes with boys, and to think and or to know that when we grow up and we go to university and we end up getting a job, that discrepancy is still real is a real thing that like plays on my mind.
Will the boys engage with that discussion with you?
Yeah, I think when prompted, they would be happy to.
I think it's a real issue. And yeah, I would happily agree with Lydia on that, that there is a wage gap and it is affecting people in the workforce and it needs to stop.
So you're not necessarily working even part-time yet, Isaac, but it is interesting to hear this matters to you and your peers, as obviously it does to Lydia as well.
Yeah, well, it's equality and equity, and that needs to exist in our society, and so that we function properly and everyone is respected.
Matthew, are there other issues you can clearly see through your schooling that you know you'll have to pay attention to as you graduate into working life?
Any other issues? Well, just on the... Sorry for going back to it, but on the wage gap...
Don't say sorry, no, not at all.
Because even though we're an all-boys school at Eddie's, there's a lot of female teachers there that have a big influence on us. So I guess we're real conscious about it and we discuss it in English classes, even religion classes, and just the ethics and morals about that. So it's really good just to get an understanding of it. Yeah.
It's certainly a fascinating series of discussions. We've just got a text in. I'm keen to put this one to you. It's going back a little bit, but Chris from Weston just asked, can you ask the students whether they're inspired by the politicians of today?
Not really when they, like, argue at each other. And they're kind of, it sounds sometimes like they're just trying to get a dig at each other rather than actually trying to build like the greater good sometimes. So that's that aspect of it isn't very inspiring, but I think definitely there are some things they do, some decisions they make that are inspiring.
Yeah, 100%. Like sometimes they can just come off a bit bickering, but they do have like some really, really insightful ideas that I guess we can learn from as a youth.
Yeah, I agree with both those opinions. I think achieving a leadership position such as they are in is something admirable, but I do feel that there is a lot of bickering and maybe not as much policy making being done.
Well, look, certainly, Adam, that was a point we got from text this week when we had both sides of politics on, that it just is the point scoring. So this seems to be more and more of a universal view. Thanks so much for coming in. Really great to chat with you all this morning. It's been really insightful and we appreciate your time. Isaac Martin from Gungahlin College, Matthew Winchester, the College Vice Captain at St Edmunds, and Lydia Murray, Co-Captain at Radford College. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.